At the top of a hill, tucked into the rolling green Pennsylvania countryside, is an abandoned red wooden barn-like house. John Reed was fixing it up, but never moved in. His mother, Barbara, checks on the property now and then and says John's dream home became a nightmare when his well water showed high traces of arsenic in 2008 and again in 2009.
So we no longer drink the water. We were, but we no longer do. And he has quit working on his place, and he's now living with us.
John Reed's property is 900 meters upwind from a 526-hectare pond called Little Blue Run. First Energy Corporation pumps 3 million tons of waste, including coal ash from the local power plant, into Little Blue Run each year, and it's done so since 1975. Reed says her son has reason to worry.
Arsenic's poison. It's very bad for you. He also has manganese, several other things, and it's not just the arsenic, but the arsenic's at excessive levels.
Our next stop is Cullen Drive, a winding country road with homes hidden among the trees. Some are clearly abandoned and the lawns overgrown with weeds. At the top of the hill overlooking Little Blue is a nursing home with a padlock on its door. It's now owned by First Energy. That's where we join Lisa Marcusi, an outreach worker for the Environmental Integrity Project. She says her group's report on the nation's contaminated coal ash sites singled out Little Blue Run as one of the worst.
We have company documents and state documents that say as recently as 2007 and again this year, this site had 10 monitoring wells that spiked pretty high levels for arsenic.
Those are among 70 that routinely collect groundwater for analysis.
Those monitoring wells are supposed to be the bells and whistles that are the alarms, that if something like arsenic crosses into a monitoring well, it seems to me it should be a very clear signal there are problems at that site.
John Reed asked First Energy to test his well. Company spokesman Mark Durbin says they did and found high levels of arsenic. It then conducted a second test.
Standard procedure that you do when you do any type of well test. We went back a month later and there was barely a trace level of the arsenic there.
The regional office of the Pennsylvania State Department of Environmental Protection also tested Reed's well. Manager Michael Forbeck says the agency got similar results comparing data over time.
What we have found in this incident, even though it was a spike, we have found that after further analysis, the arsenic levels have actually been trending downward.
They need to explain what set of data are they using, what scientists are they consulting, and how are they coming to their determination that there's not a problem. To just say to people, don't worry about it, we're minding the store, isn't good enough.
Lisa Marcusi is angry. She demands further investigation, greater community outreach, and stiffer regulation.
So I feel as though the residents are really left in a vacuum, and we're stepping in to try to help fill that with information that we're getting from the public files. But in every case, unfortunately, the state and the utility company seem to dismiss the concerns as, oh, yes, we're monitoring that. We're on top of it. But there's never anything seemingly being done beyond the we're monitoring stage.
Debbie and Kurt Havens also want some answers. They live downwind from Little Blue. Over the years, they've seen coal ash on their plants and lawn. And just this summer, Kirk grew a garden but was afraid to harvest it.
He pulled it up, he did, plant by plant.
We didn't want to eat the vegetables and stuff from it until we get tested.
It could be ground problems, or it could be fly ash problems that's dropping on it.
But the EP's going to check the water up off the hillside first, and then they'll check the soil if the water's contaminated.
The Havens are taking a stand. They've joined a citizens group to advocate for a new federal rule on coal ash that would label it hazardous waste. They've rallied for stronger protections and spoken out to hold utility companies, state agencies, and elected officials accountable. Lisa Marcusi says her mission is to make sure their stories are heard.
We want people to know that these are real humans with real lives, real families, who are on the front line of this national crisis. It really is a national crisis, and I'm hoping that starts to at least open up a more fruitful dialogue about why we need federal rules.
It's those stories, Marcusi says, that can make a difference and give citizens the environmental and health protections they deserve. After a period of public comment that ends in November, EPA is expected to release its final ruling. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, in Western Pennsylvania.